Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Let's get to some of the stories. We'll start with this. Deputies say they arrested a man for attacking a dog owner with a tennis ball launcher.
Son of a bitch!
Deputies say Thomas Phillips was walking his dog without a leash when his dog ran up and began attacking another dog who was on a leash. Deputies then say the dog pulled out of its own collar and leash, at which point the other dog owner swung the leash at Phillips' dog to get it to let go. He said he began to strike the other dog, trying to get the other dog to stop attacking his dog when the suspect came over with a tennis ball launcher and hit him across the forehead with it.
Step back. I've got this.
And deputies say that the attack left the other dog owner with a cut and swelling, but no serious injuries. That would hurt. You've seen those plastic things that you put a ball on, you throw it.
They suck, yeah.
It hurt pretty bad. Pop them in the head. Okay. Here's an interesting story for you.
All right.
And it's got a little length to it.
But it involves foreskin from a baby.
No.
It's all downhill.
Yeah, it's not that. Right. So a Washington State man who survived a samurai sword attack that authorities say was carried out by his now ex-girlfriend as he was sleeping told BuzzFeed News that his rigorous video game training left him with a lack of sex drive, which contributed to his former girlfriend's suspicions of infidelity.
Now, I play video games all the time, and that's about right.
Yeah, so he was, but he calls it video game training.
Training.
And he was training so hard that it killed his sex drive. He said, I was training too hard, it exhausted me. I felt bad because she needed the affection, and I just couldn't keep up.
Gonna work up a sweat, play a little Tetris.
This guy's name is Alex Lovell, and he said of his video game training regimen leading up to the attack, he said, she thought I was having sex with other people.
Nah.
Lovell was found by police curled up in the bedroom, bleeding with multiple lacerations and life-threatening injuries in the middle of the night. His former girlfriend of 2 years, Emily Javier, allegedly attacked him with a samurai sword after discovering Tinder on his phone.
Uh-oh.
And red hair in the shower drain.
Red hair in the shower drain, Tinder on his phone.
Javier, whose hair is dyed green, not red, has been charged with attempted murder. Her bail was set at $350,000. She's currently being held at the county jail. Now, there's more to this story.
Well, I think there's a larger issue here, which is never date a girl who has a samurai sword.
Well, she didn't have it initially. Listen to this. Okay. According to the court documents, Javier planned to kill Lovell a few days after she went out and bought a samurai sword at the mall.
So, when you tell Dennis you're going out to buy samurai swords, does he get worried?
Javier allegedly told police, I was trying to kill him for cheating. That was my purpose.
Wow. Well, then there we go.
Court documents allege that Javier hid the sword and taped two knives to the side of her bed. And after Lovell fell asleep, she hid his phone so he couldn't call for help. Yeah, this is intense,
man. She was rigging it up.
Using her own phone to illuminate her sleeping boyfriend in the dark, Javier then allegedly grabbed the knife and began swinging and stabbing at Lovell. He told this to BuzzFeed, and he said that he only survived thanks to Wing Chun, a form of martial arts that he became obsessed with after watching the kung fu movie Ip Man.
So he watched Ip Man and learned Wing Chun kung fu.
Yes, he said, I've been indirectly preparing myself for this night my whole life.
My God, simply by watching TV and movies,
he said,
he's a martial arts master.
He said, I didn't freeze. The Wing Chun came out.
It came right out.
He said, He said, I was able to stand on a knee that was just almost chopped in half and a foot that was hanging on by a thread because she had cut him with the samurai sword.
Just like Ip Man would have done.
He said, she hit me twice with the blunt end of the sword. This was when God was with me. No other explanation than God turned the blade and she only woke me up instead of cutting my neck open, which would have ended the fight before it started. During the end of the attack, Lovell says he grabbed Javier by the arms. As he looked her in the eyes, he said that she still managed to, quote, grab his package.
That's a martial arts term.
He said she tried to rip them off.
Tried to rip his nuts off.
Uh-huh. But I wasn't angry. I loved this girl. I never had any anger. It was just pure love for her and life itself.
But you see, the skills he learned through Netflix saved his life.
He said, I pleaded with her, telling her I loved her and she was killing me. By pleading with her, he said he was able to convince her to stop the attack and call 911, an act which saved his life and which he said led him to forgive her.
Sweetheart. let's go out to Applebee's.
Lovell was admitted that had admitted that he never cheated on Javier. He said no one would ever come forward because there was never anyone else but her.
What about the red hair?
Well, he explained the red hair that she found in the tub. He said that he has reddish hairs on his chin and that some of his dog's hairs are also red in color.
So he was having sex with the dog.
No, I don't think so. He said, as for Tinder...
It's honey, it was the dog.
As for Tinder, he hasn't had the app on his phone since he and Javier became a couple. He also said that he had never had much success using the app. He said, I'm not a model or 6'3". Tall dudes slay Tinder. Everyone knows that.
Tall dudes slay Tinder.
Really?
This is legit. This is a legit story,
didn't
folks.
Did he put in his profile that he does some hardcore training with video games?
So, maybe not. But he was in 6'3", and tall dudes slay.
Tall dudes slay on Tinder.
On Tinder.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Steve, I got a Long Island story for you. How about that?
Yeah.
Parents of a child were arrested for criminal trespassing after demanding answers as to how their son was exposed to pornography on a school computer. So the parents got arrested.
They got arrested.
What?
Administrators said that they were unable to provide them with an incident report as the matter was under investigation, so the family refused to leave the property until they were given one. That's when they called the police.
It's
a
crime on Long Island if you do not expose your child to the proper amount of porn at the right age. I know growing up, especially in Suffolk County, you should have seen 9 to 10 adult films by the time you're 10.
Gregory and Kristen Petrie said, why would you have the parents taken away in handcuffs when they're trying to discuss a serious issue with you?
Why don't you suck my ass?
That's what the principal said.
I'll tell you why. Suck my ass. Get him out of here!
That sounds about accurate.
Get out of here! Dumbass.
Kristen said that last week...
We're trying to do arithmetic and crap like that.
Kristen said last Wednesday her third grade son was doing a science report on a computer at Parliament Place Elementary School when a boy next to him started looking at pornographic images, and he came home and told his parents about it.
Yeah, what was he looking at?
Kristen said
you like that babysitter stuff? Me too.
She immediately... went to the
classroom. That's the principal.
Classroom accompanied by the school's principal and was able to look at a dozen pornographic images on a computer right there.
Wow.
The superintendent, Glenn Esbach, released a statement to parents saying that it was determined that our filtering system had failed to properly block a specific website. The district immediately put additional internet safety precautions in place that would prevent access to this site and any of its nature. Please know that the well-being of our students is our utmost concern. And this is not the first time that this has happened. Another mother said a similar incident happened to her son last year at the school, but she said her son was watching a PowerPoint presentation in a class when a pornographic ad popped up on the screen.
Oh, it happened to your son too? Suck my ass.
So they are investigating that. Let's see. Ever wish you could spend the night in a huge anus? Or even drink wine?
Hey, kids, we're going on a field trip.
Even drink wine in a big butt. Well, now it's time. In Belgium, a Dutch artist has built an entire hotel in the shape of an anus in a field. Joseph van Lieshu,
yes,
has called his bizarre creation Casanus Hotel.
Casanus Hotel.
Or maybe it's like Casa Anus Hotel.
Oh.
And even includes a sculpture of a giant intestine complete with veins.
Nice.
There's even a bed, a shower, central heating, and guests can stay the night at the exhibit at the Verbeek Sculpture Park.
The place is very popular. They have guests coming out the ass.
What?
That's good.
Wine tasting has already been organized in the hotel, with visitors being urged to taste glasses of Emilia Romagna. Guests can spend the night in the hotel and one of its bedrooms. The event organizer, Alice Brown, said after...
Alice Brown works at the Anus Hotel?
Yeah. After 10 years of organizing classic wine tastings, often very boring for both wine producers and visitors, we started thinking of different ways of experimenting. The Sculpture Park attracts over 20,000 visitors a year and is home to hundreds of weird and wonderful pieces of art. The Hotel Casanus is the latest attraction.
It's right across from the Butthole Arms.
But a price has not yet been put on the giant anus.
I'll tell you this. I would skip the anus hotel, but one hotel I've always wanted to stay at, and I don't know, there's probably more than one, when they sculpt that hotel out of ice.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
The ice hole.
Yeah, the ice hole.
When I went to, and by the way, that's your bizarre file. When I went to Norway.
Did you see one of those
Well,
hotels?
No, we were there in the summer.
Okay.
But the town that we were in was famous for their elaborate ice hotel.
And it's my understanding that they will have, like, they'll have, you know, fireplaces and things that you would assume would melt the hotel, but they can...
Not in your room, but you have to be very well blanketed and not well endowed. I'm
big
sorry.
As your penis, sir.
7 inches or larger only.
You're going to need to wrap it around yourself.
Only they do it in centimeters. Yeah. All right, anyhow, that's your Bizarre File. And that's for another time.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.